AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn.
Congratulations, Mr. Speaker.
House Speaker Mike Johnson's been elected by members of Congress to retain his speakership position, our Sagar Magani reports.
Mike Johnson has won re-election as House Speaker on the first ballot, pushing back against some hard-right holdouts after backing from President-elect Trump. There was drama on the House floor. Three Republicans voted for someone other than Johnson. They flipped their votes, giving Johnson 218, immediately laying out priorities.
We're going to drastically cut back the size and scope of government. We're going to return the power back to the people.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
President-elect Donald Trump has been ordered to appear in a New York courtroom next Friday. He'll be sentenced for his hush money conviction, linked to his 2016 campaign. A $2 million fine is facing JetBlue. Here's our Rita Foley.
JetBlue Airways is being fined $2 million by the Transportation Department for chronically late flights along the East Coast. JetBlue says the government, which operates the air traffic control system, shares the blame.
Milk and bread are going fast off the store shelves. A winter storm's forecast for much of the U.S. this weekend. Icing expected from Kansas to Illinois to Kentucky to West Virginia. New information about the attacker who mowed down 14 victims in New Orleans on New Year's Day. Sources tell the Associated Press Shamsuddin Jabbar had reserved the pickup truck he used more than 6 weeks before the bloody attack and had bomb-making materials at his Texas home. Jimmy Carter to be honored this weekend in Georgia before national services begin in Washington next week. Alcohol declared by the Surgeon General as a leading cause of cancer. He's proposing warning labels. This is AP News. Former New York Mayor Rudy Giuliani was in court in the defamation case against him.
During 3 hours of testimony at his contempt hearing in a New York courtroom, Rudy Giuliani insisted that he is not hiding assets from lawyers trying to recover a $148 million judgment for two Georgia election workers. The judge suggested a contempt finding might not be necessary if Giuliani complies with the judge's order to relinquish assets. Giuliani says he gets confused and forgetful and that he lost some belongings during his most recent divorce 6 years ago. The hearing continues Monday. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
The U.S. Chamber of Commerce and an oil industry group are suing Vermont over its new law that requires fossil fuel companies to pay a share of damage caused by climate change. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.